Yesterday it became official. It's been official for a while, but the Kings are now officially in the playoffs, and they will wait. Will it be the Sharks or the Ducks that they face in the first round? LA Kings insider John Rosen joins us. John, favorite rap band of all time?
I'm going to go with Wu-Tang Clan, actually. I'm a big fan of the RZA, though. I do love, absolutely love, and grew up listening to the Beastie Boys and still listen to them quite a bit when I'm on my way to go play hockey.
I like the Wu-Tang. Excellent. Oh, that's a, now, dude, have you ever karaoke, John? Would you karaoke a rap song?
You know, it. I have before a couple times. I've done Nothing But a G Thing.
Okay, yeah.
Geez, I've tried to do some Outkast as well. I'm a big Outkast fan as well, too. But,
nice.
You know, I wish if I could find, like, two other people to go up with me, I would love to do some Beasties. And, you know, I traveled quite a bit through the Western Hockey League, and I loved going to play when my Silver Tips would go to Calgary to play the Hitmen, because they would always play Sure Shot whenever the Hitmen would score a goal. So a silver lining whenever my Tips would concede one.
I love it. John, the Kings, do they have a preference? If they had to, and I know they'd never say it on record, so I ask you, watching the games, analyzing, are the Sharks or the Ducks a better matchup for the Kings?
Probably very slightly the Ducks. Flip a coin right now at this point. Really, I still think it's a little bit too early to really say anything definitively, just because things will happen over the final five games of the season. Guys get banged up, teams go through slumps, anything can happen. The underlying stats would probably say that the Ducks have been a little bit of a lucky team, that they have really, you know, been lifted up a little bit by a very high shooting percentage this year. When you look at the San Jose Sharks, on the other hand, too, L.A. has had much better regular season success against that team. L.A. 3-0-1 against San Jose this year, where they've only beaten Anaheim once and no times in regulation. You know, the advanced stats would probably indicate Anaheim, but I still think it's a coin flip. And once whatever team L.A. gets on the ice against it, it's going to be another coin flip, really a 50-50 type of a battle.
Looking at this Kings team, back in the playoffs, fifth straight season. Clearly they're one of the elite clubs, but what's not so clear to me is exactly why. They're strong down the middle. The goaltending is very good, and so is the defense. But one guy I look at, and he quietly seems to have turned into Mr. Everything for the Kings, Drew Doughty. The offense might not be there like it was in the past, but it looks to me like he's morphed into this all-around defenseman who does everything, including put up points.
Yeah, this transformation really began back in the second half of the 11-12 season, you know, right as the Kings were emerging and you know, venturing far into the playoffs and winning the cup that year. And you saw last year, too, just because he had multiple defensive partners, you really saw his defensive game become really shine through. This year, I think, is perhaps his most versatile season in the NHL. Recently, maybe not his best stretch of hockey. He had a goal last night, only his second power play goal in the last, or excuse me, first power play goal in the last 19 games. He's somebody that, you know, I think that the turnovers have been up just a little bit recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even, you know, when he's at 85% of what we normally see from him, he's still among the most effective and most complete defensemen in the league. He's had a good pairing so far with Jake Muzzin this year. They've been together for the majority of the time. Good piece on NHL.com recently by Dan Rosen just on how, you know, adapting to having played with Robin Regier and now Jake Muzzin, you know, how it affects Doughty's own game. You know, I think, you know, when he had that 59-point sophomore season, you know, it certainly raised the expectations of Doughty as an offensive performer, but you've really seen, you know, his physicality, everything that he's able to do on all sides of the puck really shine through over the last two seasons.
John Rosen joins us, LA Kings insider. John, you know, the Kings, it's funny. Everybody's like, man, San Jose and Anaheim got to be really scared. Neither one wants to play them. And I understand that when you've won a Stanley Cup in the last few seasons, you've got Drew Doughty, you've got Jonathan Quick. And, you know, I want to talk about Quick because last year, very quietly, you know, coming off that injury, he didn't have Quick-like numbers. His numbers have come back up. How much better is Quick now than he was a year ago at this time?
I think it's more just that the entire team is a little bit better and they're giving up fewer chances. You know, he had that kind of pedestrian season a year ago And then once you got into the second half of the season, his numbers started getting better, and then they really took a step forward. I mean, without Quick, the Kings don't get past St. Louis in the first round of the playoffs. They don't get past a San Jose team in a series that really just was determined by puck luck in that seven-game series a season ago. This year, you know, it really was very clear in the very beginning of the season, the Kings' game was a little bit off through the first 6 weeks of the season. And when he, you know, fell to that groin injury in Buffalo earlier in the year, you know, I talked to Bill Ranford shortly afterwards, and he was saying that, you know, when compared to Jones and what Ben Scrivens had been able to do at the time too, the Kings were giving up 10 fewer chances per game at that time than they were earlier in the season. So, you know, I do think he's the best big game goaltender in the National Hockey League right now. And that combination with the fact that the Kings are giving up less than they have probably at any point really since that cup run a couple of years ago, that's a pretty good combination for LA right now. And that game against Phoenix last night, they really didn't give up much. A couple of spurts in the first period by the Coyotes. Other than that, that was one of their more stifling defensive performances.
Well, John, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. The way the Kings play when they put their mind to it, giving up fewer chances, tailor-made for playoff hockey. That aside, the obvious thing that I see when I look at the Kings is there's nothing you can drop on the whiteboard in the opposing dressing room and say, go after these guys here. They're pretty solid throughout. Top end's good as you'd expect, but there's no glaring holes in this lineup. Am I missing something?
Well, one of the questions that will have to be answered in the playoffs will be how the young players on the Kings fare, especially in the road environment. Since Daryl Sutter has reformed the lines, you've seen Tanner Pearson and Tyler Toffoli flanking Jeff Carter, who's been moved back to center. On the road, this is going to be a very interesting thing to watch in the game here tonight. How do Pearson and Toffoli, when they're in some of those tough matchups, and it's not to say that they're always going to be with Jeff Carter going up against other top six forwards, but when they're on the ice and Todd McClellan is able to get his guys out there against those players that he wants, how will they respond? How will they respond in a tough environment? And will the Kings and will Daryl Sutter be able to, have the confidence to put them out, maybe not necessarily in key situations, but in first period, second periods while the team's on the road? That's going to be a question. We've also seen Daryl say it was last week, we will go as those four go in talking about the young defensemen on the Kings, Alec Martinez, Jake Muzzin, Drew Doughty, and Slava Voynov. Martinez is playing, without a doubt, his best hockey as an L.A. King. He leads L.A.'s defense right now with 11 goals, 21 points in 56 games, and he's just basically been a point-a-game performer as a defenseman on a low-scoring team over the last month. So really no concerns there with Martinez, with Voynov, and with Doughty, really. Jake Muzzin, who was a little bit overexposed in the playoffs a year ago, has made good strides this year. He's playing with a lot of confidence. He is looking to have that, not to say perfect, but find that consistency in his game late in the season, in the playoffs. He's been very, very good for about the last month or so. But again, when you're heading into the playoffs and when you have those tough matchups, especially with the size that San Jose, that Anaheim has, when you're in those tough situations, it'll be interesting to see how they respond. So, there are question marks, but really nothing that you would find a lot of concern with.
John, how's Gabrick fit in?
Fantastic. It's to be able to play to the left of Andre Kopitar, who's probably putting together his best season as a 200-foot game, as a full, complete forward in the NHL. Sliding Gabrick over there to the left, it creates matchup difficulties. It helps balance out the rest of the lines. He has found his place right there on that top line and had a beautiful assist yesterday in getting the puck to Andre Kopitar for an absolute blast of a one-timer to put the game out of reach against the Coyotes last night. The speed we've seen, on the ice, in the room, really no questions whatsoever. It's an effect that has had dividends both on that top line and in the way that Daryl Sutter has been able to not load up by putting Jeff Carter with Andre Kopitar and find that balance throughout the lineup.
And John, before I let you go, Steve wants to know, old outcast or newer outcast?
100% old outcast. ATLians is my favorite hip-hop album of all time. I think it was from 1996. I also love Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music, which I want to say was 94, 95. I love these questions. Thank you so much for asking these questions, too, by the way. These are, I love answering this. I could go on for a while.
John, I love it. You're a big music guy. We'll have to, hey, next time you come to Edmonton, could you talk to their DJ, please? Maybe give them a, bring them a playlist? That'd be awesome.
I would love to. I will do a favor. I would love to because you guys brought one of my good friends from L.A., obviously, to the Royal Half on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago, and I loved that conversation. That was a lot of fun, too. So, had a great time listening to that, and thank you.
Hey, man, anytime, Johnny. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care. Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon.